Now, Leaving Cert oral examinations begin this weekend. And with that in mind, we've got Dan Sheehy of the Tuition Centre to talk us through and talk you through if you've got a student in your family who is heading for the orals, the do's and don'ts, and I suppose how to take the pressure off. And is that the key thing, Dan? Good morning to you, that not to pressurise yourself into feeling you've made a mistake or you don't know the answer to a question that's asked you by the examiner.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, look, it's a stressful time. There's no doubt about it. My daughter did a Leaving Cert last year, and despite having, I suppose, worked in the Leaving Cert business for 25 years, it's only when your child is going through it that you really experience the stressful one. So to all the moms and dads out there, you know, my sympathies do go out to you. It's a tough year. There's no point pretending it isn't. In terms of the orals, it's probably even tougher for the cohort since COVID, Jerry. Back in our day, or certainly back in my day, and even just before COVID, the way the orals used to work is you do the week before Easter holidays start, you know, this Friday, tomorrow. But the week before the Easter break, Jerry, you'd have the Irish orals. So everyone would study for a few weeks before them and really have the Irish ready. Then they'd have the 2 weeks break over Easter. And after Easter, they'd have the languages one. So you can see how that would work really well. You do all your prep for your Irish oral, do that in the week before Easter. Then you have the 2 weeks of Easter holidays, and then you do the Spanish or your French or your German. But since COVID, unfortunately, everything is now done in the first week of the Easter holidays. So the orals are starting this Saturday, the 28th, and they finish on the following Thursday. And so a student could have their Irish on the Sunday, and they could have their German on the Monday or the Tuesday. So there's a genuine reason why students are a little bit more stressed now about orals than they used to be. That's one of the big ones. And there's no sugarcoating it. It's tough. It's really, really tough to have them all sandwiched in to 5 or 6 days. And to be fair, like, you know, I know people talk about holidays and school holidays. It's the first week of the Easter holidays. It's not for Leaving Cert students. They're all doing their orals. So I suppose that accounts, Jerry, for why they're getting so stressed, you know, and it's very difficult.
Is it, do you have to have a tactic going in? Do you have to have your question points prepared or your conversation points prepared? What happens if you get hit with something you weren't kind of prepared for in terms of the language you need to use or a subject you're not strong on to talk about in that language?
Fabulous question, Jerry. The fact is, and particularly I suppose we'll talk about the Irish oral, because the Irish oral is 40% of the entire Leaving Cert grade. It's amazing, isn't it? 40% in just 50 minutes. Okay, yeah. But it is big. But like anyone who's out there, moms or dads or students who are listening to this, you're in control. And this is what students don't realize. And the question you've asked there, that's exactly what they worry about. What if he asks me about Trump? What if he asks me about the economy? So here's the hint. There's four parts of the Irish oral. Three of them, we know in advance what we're going to be asked. The very first thing you're going to be asked, it's called the welcome. You'll be asked your name, your age, your date of birth, and your address. Right? The second thing you'll be asked is you'll be asked to read a bit of poetry that you can bring in with you and have little phonics written into it. So we know that. And the fourth thing, you know I'm skipping the third. The fourth thing is, do you remember the picture sequences where you're given a sequence of pictures and you have to talk through them? But you know what the picture sequences are in advance. You just get to pick one. So all of the four things, guys, that everyone's going to be asked in the Irish oral, we know three of them in advance. What everyone is terrified about is the third one. The conversation that lasts 6 or 8 minutes. And that's where your question comes in. Every student is worried, what if they ask me this? What if they ask me that? So here's the cheat code to try and use their language. The examiner wants you to talk about what you want to talk about. And you can leave what we call breadcrumbs. So for example, if Jerry was doing his Irish oral right now, and Jerry wanted to talk about the Rose of Tralee, you know, that Jerry's sister was in the Rose of Tralee, Jerry organises the Rose of Tralee, loved the Rose of Tralee. All you'd have to say is this. When they ask you how many brothers and sisters you have, you say, oh, I have one brother and one sister, and my sister entered the Rose of Tralee last year. Now, if you love your Kerry football, you might say, I have two brothers. I'm really close to my older brother because we both play Gaelic football. Because the examiner's next question is always going to be where you lead him to go. And or her, that's the key to the Irish oral. The examiner doesn't have a list of questions he's going to ask you. He's not testing you. It's not a quiz. He's not going to say, do you know, I'll catch this student out.
Yeah.
The examiner just wants you to talk about what you want to talk about. And you can leave these beautiful breadcrumbs. And it's okay to say no, Jerry. I mean, if the examiner said to you, are you interested in sport? No, I'm not interested in sport, actually, but I love music. What's the next question going to be? Oh, tell me about music. You know, they just want you to be comfortable. They want you to talk about what you want to talk about. And you can lead the examiner exactly where you want to go. And I suppose the last point I'll make on that is a lot of students will walk into the oral and they think it's this examiner that's down from the Department of Education. It's not. It's a teacher from two towns over. They're trying to make a bit of extra money in Easter and they're doing the orals. They probably have had kids themselves who went through the orals, or certainly their own students. They're in it for you. You know, we're all in it for you. They want you to do well.
They're just trying to get you to converse and to demonstrate that you can hold a conversation, that you have the skills, rather than trying to catch you out. Okay, Dan, listen, brilliant advice, and thanks so much for taking time to talk to us about that on the programme this morning.
Not at all, Jerry. My pleasure. Take care.
That's Dan Sheedy, their principal at Tuition Centre. They're Ireland's leading provider of online grinds, facilitating tuition to thousands of students across the country per week, delivered by expert teachers. So that's the advice. That's the thing. Take the pressure off yourself. Talk about what you want to talk about. You can direct the conversation there. That's where the examiner wants you to go, and try not to stress too much about it.